Exercise 5 through 6. One important type of evidence in court is character evidence, that is, evidence about a defendant's traits and natural tendencies. In certain circumstances, the defense can introduce witnesses to describe positive characteristics of a defendant that would make it unlikely that he committed a particular crime. For example, a witness might testify that the defendant is kind and gentle, suggesting that he would be unlikely to have committed a cruel assault. Although one might expect this kind of testimony to help the defendant, research shows that positive character evidence has little effect on jurors' guilt judgments or likelihood of conviction. Paradoxically, the use of character evidence may actually increase the likelihood that a defendant will be convicted. This ironic outcome occurs because the prosecution is allowed to cross-examine character witnesses to try to show that they are not good judges of the defendant's character. During cross-examination, prosecutors might ask a witness whether she knows about previous behaviors by the defendant that contradict her testimony. For example, a prosecutor might say, "You said the defendant is kind and gentle. Are you aware that he was removed from high school after injuring another student in a fist fight?" Although jurors are only supposed to use this information to evaluate the credibility of the character witness, it may influence their impressions of the defendant as well. Research shows that a defendant is more likely to be convicted when jurors hear positive character testimony that is cross-examined with negative information than when they hear no character evidence at all.